to make some announcements. First of all, there will be no service here tonight. Also, today is the day that your missions pledge is due. Thank you all so much that monthly support missionaries. I needed to say something about, we are having an EXO Marriage Enrichment Series that is going to start here. It's going to go the month of June through October. The speaker will be Jim Evans. He's the founder and president of EXO Marriage, which began in 1994. He has written 17 books on marriage. So this ministry is devoted to helping couples thrive in a strong and fulfilling marriages. So these sessions have been recorded live before a live audience. So you will actually feel as if you are present there at the series. Each session will be 1 hour, which will include 2 20-minute videos that will be shown at each section. So these are going to start on June the 6th. June the 6th from 6:30 to 7:30. And there will be many different topics that will be covered in these 10 videos. So whether your marriage is 5 days old, 5 weeks old, or 50 years old, I know that there's going to be something very good. You will enjoy attending these meetings. Or if you're even thinking about getting married, you will enjoy attending these sessions. There will be free child care. So when you sign up in the foyer, please include how many children that you're planning to bring so we will have proper coverage for them. So your host and hostess for these sessions will be Brother Tanner and Sister Taylor Malone. They will be conducting these. So please sign up in the foyer. I know that you're going to really, really enjoy these. On the 10th, Oasis is having a meeting at Catfish King, a dinner at Catfish King, so that sign-up sheet is in the foyer. On the 11th, there's going to be a bake sale here to help sponsor the Kids Crusade. You can contact Sister Christy English about that. The 11th is Youth Sunday, and the 22nd through the 16th is Youth Camp. I know that we have quite a number of youth going to Youth Camp. That will be a blessing. Then on the 18th through the 22nd is this Kids Crusade. And the couple that are going to be doing the King's Crusade is the Kids Crusade is Brother David Beckton. Do you remember he was here for our Christmas banquet? He did such a phenomenal job with the program, doing magic and etc. Well, he has spent eons of years doing children's crusades. That's his specialty. So we are so excited at having Brother and Sister David Beckton here for our kids' crusade. So make sure that gets on your calendar, the 18th through the 22nd, so you can have all your children here. Brother Darren is coming to make an announcement.
Good morning. How many? Let's get some participation here. Everybody raise your hand if you saw those flags pulling in out in front of the church. Stephen, could you three come up here for a second? I have a friend that had reached out to me a few years ago. He's in Kiwanis Club, and I think a lot of you know that the Kiwanis Club is a civic group here in town. They provide a service for the community, and one of the big things they do is Pancake Days, and everybody makes it out to Pancake Days. Another service they provide are those flags out front. And what they do is they will bring out the flags for 5 holidays in the year. They will take care of those flags. If they get ruined, they'll replace them properly. They'll dispose of them properly and replace the flag. They manage it for us. So we've always, as a church, had those flags the last 5 or 6 years. But something we've also done is ask for a disciple within the church, because we have 12 flags. There's 12 disciples. And so what I have are some flyers, and there's a name of the disciple on there, and it kind of gives a meaning of their name. And for Simon Peter, his name means hearing. He has heard. And in the Greek word, it means rock. And so what I've got are 12 pamphlets here that kind of explain the holidays. And that. What I'd like some participation is 12 disciples in this congregation to raise your hand if you'd like to be a part of donating for that for the church. And a disciple basically means is a follower and student of a mentor, teacher, or other figure. It can refer to religion, school. You know, in our setting, it's our church, and we're representing our church in America, and it's a freedom that we have to put that flag out there. And so if I could get 12 hands, you guys can run these out to 12 hands. I know we'll get hands raised. Take it, because I got one up here. Jim, let me give it to Jim. Thank you so much.
Why don't you go ahead and stand up?
Yeah.
worship you. Oh God, be lifted high in this place.
Stop! that you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working.
such a sweet spirit in this place today. And I find it as no coincidence, us celebrating Memorial Day, that it is also Pentecost Sunday. And Pentecost Sunday is from Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit fell down for the first time. And it began to move in the people and in their spirits. And the Spirit gave them utterance and they began to speak in other tongues. But when reflecting on Pentecost Sunday this morning, I couldn't help but think and go to Acts 10, where Peter's called to visit Cornelius, and the upper room atmosphere begins to take place there. But what the important part of that passage of Scripture is at the beginning part, before Peter departs, there's an unclean animal in Peter's eyes that God tells him to eat. And he says, God, I can't eat this because this is an unclean animal. And instantly Jesus commanded dominion over that spirit of Peter as well as over that animal. And he said, I created this animal, therefore it is not an unclean thing, Peter. And so Peter ate the animal. Little did he know that he would then go on to Cornelius' house, and those unclean animals that sometimes we deem all got the Holy Ghost in that spirit as well. The analogy was that it didn't matter who you were, what your problem was, no matter how much hell you'd gone through, no matter how much trials you'd failed at, it didn't matter because God said, I created the animal, and every single one of you are my children. Therefore, it doesn't matter because in Acts 2, my spirit filled the room, and you have freedom over all things. Come on. Someone's not picking it up. You have freedom over all things. I'm believing in our God in Sister Courtney's situation. Leukemia has to go because of the God that I serve. Bondage has to go because of the God that I serve. And I'm believing in that today. We have a few prayer requests we're going to take before our God. Sister Courtney Gabrinsky was diagnosed with leukemia. Amen. Bonnie Stringer, she is very sick. Sister Sharon Little, Haley Owens, Sister Ella Mae Bristow, Glenda Toms, Francis Hutchins, Bob Cheek, Nelda Doss, and any other prayer requests that are here today, I ask you to step out in faith, and our ministers will anoint you with oil. And if we could, if we have a few saints, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, if we have a few saints that could gather around Sister Courtney. And we're not going to bring forth a little patty cake praise, but I would like a few people that genuinely believe in the name of God. A few people that have enough faith that their God is still working here today. A few people that have the faith that say the God that poured out His Spirit on Pentecost Sunday in the book of Acts is still the same God that we serve here in 2023. Jesus, Lord, I pray Your will would be done in this place, God. Jesus, we are believing for it, God. Jesus, and we come in Your great name, bringing all of our praise, mustering up all the faith that we have, God. every situation, Jesus. You have dominion and you have victory, God. And I plead that great name over every mind and heart today, Jesus. In your great name we pray. Amen.
Through.
get in the proximity of you, God. Sing every stronghold has to bow down before the name of Jesus. Come on.
When you draw near to us, you draw near to us. Dark as trembles, mountains crumble.
You today to not leave anything on the table in this service, that the presence is moving and the presence is here and God is here, and what you need, if you grab a hold, if you decide today, I'm taking something with me, I'm getting something from this service, I'm getting what I needed, I'm taking it home today, there will be a change in your life this week. I believe it. So we know that Pastor is going to bring a word and God is going to move in it. And I pray that we all open our ears to hear the word, but to be doers of the word, to be good soil, to receive the word and allow it to grow and produce fruit in our life. And so, Father, I thank you for the spirit that we're feeling in this place this morning. And I pray that you continue to move and we continue to respond. Bless what is given today and bless the giver. Anoint Pastor as he brings your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. And when you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. Cause when you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. And when you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We'll never stop.
loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. One more time, if you know it, sing. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
Stay right there. Oh, God, you love us.
He loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
You hear every prayer, God, you love us.
Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
You sent heaven down to earth.
He loves us.
Star this year. I asked some of the intelligent people to find out, if they would, how far away the North Star is. And the information was 320 million light years away. That, to me, was phenomenal. But the big phenomenon is this: the God who put it there, who keeps it in a place that constantly, as the sun and the moon and the air, consistently revives us. I was pleased at a recent large gathering in which one of the young ladies from our church had an opportunity to say a word, and she just could not applaud what happens at this place, and she called it the UPC of Paris, in front of hundreds, perhaps over 1,000 people were there. So don't you ever let it be thought that your life doesn't mean something. You may feel 320 million light years away from His glory, but He feeds you oxygen. He feeds you brain power. Feeds you spirit energy. And so it is with great thrill that I come to you today in that name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, when this whole show is over, every knee shall bow, those that get out of the grave and those that never went there. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess He really is God and He really is Lord. But fortunately, we don't have to wait till that day. There has been a superior spirit in this house today. And I'd like for us, as we enter into the Word, that superlative freedom is brought to us through the Word of God. And I'd like for us to praise Him from our heart for what He has done already and what He's going to do. Father, praise God. I don't know if the F-2 is flying over us right now or not, but 80,000 feet away, they can take a picture of 1 square foot of the earth. Just that one craft. On this Memorial Day, I hope that you realize that you are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. And I trust that as we celebrate Memorial Day itself, that we don't forget to create a memory today as we join hands with the Master of Life. As we listen in to the echo of His furtherance for our life. As we listen in and tune in to the bread of life, and then the energy, the Holy Ghost, the power of God unto salvation. There are many quick thinkers and quick people that are trying so hurriedly to get everything done that they take too many shortcuts and leave out too many promises and too many truths and too many strengths. It's not that they don't offer some, but we need fullness. When the fullness of time had come, that was a wonderful thing. Then Jesus was crucified. When the fullness of time was come, the Holy Ghost was given. It is amazing to me the synchronization of history way back in Moses' era and then have present tense powers for our day. Look up. When your day is not so great, look up, because He's still alive. If there's a sun, He's still alive. If there's air, He's still alive. If there's any kind of thought that is good, He furnished it. He is the Lamb slain and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Did I do that? Did you get Matthew 5:14? That was what was on that screen. And I just wanted to make sure. So we are building and creating memories. So since we're doing that, why don't we lay aside fussing? So, because you'll remember it. We had a fight yesterday. You did, so that's wonderful. I pass on by that point. It's easy to fight with your neighbors nowadays. It's easy to fight with your parents or your kids or whoever. It's a natural for flesh to want to fight instead of work it out. God's working it out. I said God's working it out. It's a work of the flesh to keep God out of the picture, because He is light. He is perfection. He is all power. He is all wisdom. He is all understanding. He has a future that none other entity has. And you're going into a future even beyond the grave. And so it's wonderful to know that we can build and create memories and feed off of them. Sometimes there are people that can drag up a memory from 20 years ago and get all mad. Like, even a good nod is all right. It's amazing that what you can drag up from 5 hours ago or 5 months ago or 5 years ago. And if you drag up the right stuff that feeds you joy and peace and righteousness, you get excited and you'd like to repeat that event. But there are some other events you just thank God you can put them under the blood. And so it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this? That thou shalt say unto him, by the strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out from Egypt and from the house of bondage. Egypt stands for the world, and the house of bondage is sinfulness or flesh life. And so that's why he tells us over and again, nobody can be my disciple or get free unless you crucify the flesh and the lust thereof. One of the hardest lusts to get over is hate, enmity, division. Well, I don't like the way they did that. I don't like the way he said that. Don't like the way she said that. Forget it. Forget it. That's not easy to do. You know how you can get only forget things? Get your mind on something bigger. Otherwise, you'll live in poverty. But if you'll look up to the riches of his inheritance, you'll live in freedom and glory. It's truly amazing how simple. So it came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go. Somebody, have you ever had a hard time getting rid of a thought that's just plaguing the fire out of you and makes you want to kick the cat? You know what I mean? It's just one of those things, if you're not careful, it can get hooked up in your brain and come up in your fingers and your hands and your attitude. And guess who has to really live with the attitude? You. It's not pleasant to live with a person that is all hung up. And I have witnessed it in my life and watched it. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy Christendom, is because there's always a door to get out of jail or the prison of depression. Depression typically happens when you dwell on a thought that has no real good quality meaning. You can get on a trip, if you're not careful, that will lead you downward while you're wanting to go upward. So if you don't have the vision or looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, it will cripple your ability to enjoy having a nice air-conditioned home, and you'll overlook all of the carpet, you'll overlook the refrigerator being full, and you'll want to just nearly curse just because you feel so suppressed. And I've never seen anybody blessed by a good cussing. Not even the cusser. So if we want a great world and we want a great life, we look to the author of it and the finisher of it. He'll be there the day you were born. He breathed into you the breath of life. And he alone, because he did that, has the right to expire or create the expiration date for when we depart from this world. So when we understand life is from him, for him, through him, and it ends in him. But your soul will live forever. And that's why I preach. It shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes. For by strength of hand the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. When you study that a little bit and you read about being in the land of Egypt and the poverty and the negligible things that went on and how it all happened and how suppressive it was, and all of a sudden the hand of the Lord or the wisdom of God or the Spirit of God reached down, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. The Philistines, if you remember, were a negligible people, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. Or in that case, we would call it backslide. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed of the land of Egypt. We all enjoy that little Red Sea experience. But that was only a physical image of what God wanted to do for us spiritually. When the rivers and the currents of this world get so desperate and so bemeaning and so belittling and so offensive, and it's that big sea, it's called the Red Sea, and all of a sudden, in the middle of that, you wind up in a prayer meeting, and there the angels of God begin to breathe into your spiritual anatomy or life, and all of a sudden, if you get in the Spirit, and that's why you read Paul said, whether in the Spirit or out of the Spirit, I know not. There was something happening right there. And that's why praying in the Holy Ghost is so important. Because we are renewed by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's a huge event. It's not like, oh, well, if I'll put it on the shelf, and if I ever need it, well, great. No, 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 no. You'll need it every day in this world. Echoing across the social system right now, there are things that are creating all kind of questions, even in people that are going to the house of God. And so today, on Memorial Day weekend, I am trying to honor God and honor you by helping to create a memory in this house today that says, I remember hearing from heaven on Sunday of the Memorial weekend. I heard from God Almighty, and he said, I will be with you, and I will never leave you. I will never depart from you. I will save you. I will heal you. I will glorify my name among you. I am the Lord thy God, and I am in the middle of what you got going in your life. Look up. Quit looking down. Quit looking around. Look up. Thy Redeemer liveth, and he's looking for an opportunity to blow the Red Sea apart and to give you passage to the future you have dreamed of in him. Could we praise his name for a couple of minutes? So God led the people through. Somebody say through. Let's sing a little of that. I'm going through. I'm going through. I don't care what the rest of the world decides to do. I've made up my mind, not gonna turn around. I'm walking with Jesus, and okay, you singers, sing it. Well, go ahead, the rest of you can try. I made up my mind. Woo! Woo! I feel like I've already preached a good message. Come on, folks. It's high time. The book said it in the book of Romans. It's high time for us to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. I'm here to tell somebody today you don't have to be dragging any longer. I'm here to tell you that on this Sunday we are conquering history and we are inviting ourselves to God's future for His redeemed. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God gonna visit you, and you shall carry my bones away hence with you. They carried those bones as a memory of how great their God was. It's not bad to carry the good memories with you, because the good memories will furnish you some things to be able to force the in the face of hell and the face of satanic influences and the face of fleshy lust. I'm here to tell you, if you ever got free from sin, you can have it every day. If you ever got free into the Christ lineage, you don't have to worry. I'm here to tell you, He said, I will restore thee in the day of tribulation. I will restore thy joy. I will restore thy peace. I will restore thy righteousness. I will restore thy strength. I will restore your vision. I will restore your mightiness. I will restore your light. If your light went out, look up, and He'll relight you. I'm here to tell you this Sunday is Freedom Sunday. We are going to make the maximum out of it. I've been set free. I've been given liberty. I've been given joy. I've been given peace. I may not be the best guy in the world, but I've got a God that's the best in the world. And thank God He lifted me and He anoints me and He helps me. I can't praise Him enough. I couldn't help but come to tears as I put this frame together. There's not even a close proximity between the two worlds that I have here. Jerusalem, which is put in the Bible as the new Jerusalem that's going to replace the old. But that's where we have so much homage spiritually. But this prison down here, it's so enlarged you can hardly see this lady and the pathos that's going on there, and that's your world. There is a true church, and that is the people that walk through the Jerusalem era. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high was not a recommendation. It was a promise. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, and I will give you my spirit. And so when you get down to repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, it's not about joining a local assembly. It's about joining the redeemed of the Lord. It's about becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. It is greater than the chip they're going to be putting in the hands of people, 666, as it comes on the market in the next upcoming era. Ladies and gentlemen, it's already in process. It is no time for us to have church and church as usual. It is time for us to go to the house of God with praying on our mind, with listening to God on our mind, and with helping one another on our mind. Don't just get caught up with the world when you walk through the door of the church. Start telling somebody a testimony of what happened this week in Christ. Start telling them a need. If you need somebody to pray for you and you're going through hell, tell your brother and sister, I need some help. Let's make this the house of God. If we want to go have fun, let's go have fun. But let's make this the house of God. Praying as we walk into the house. Praying after the message and asking God, let that get nourished into my system. Let it get in the deep chambers of my thought patterns. Let it get into the recesses of my heart. Don't let me go to the house of God and get everything else on my mind when I walk out the door and forget what I heard. I want to walk and dance in the power of the Holy Ghost, and I want the devil to suffer for all the suffering he's caused in our kids and in our social system. I plan for our church family to rise to the occasion and say, blessed be the name of the Lord, for he's alive evermore. I think we ought to take a minute and pray. This is a physical prison, but you have no idea how many people are cowering down in their situation with their marriage, with their child-parent relationship. They're in the corner. They don't know what to do. They've tried one group after another, and they haven't gotten everything they need. That's why I say there is an apostolic era. There is a revival. Joel looked over the hills of time, and when you get to the second chapter, he said, I want to tell you what I saw. I saw a revival that was going to be the winds blowing out of the east, and it's going to come across every mountain. It's going to go through every valley, and there is going to be a reviving of the word and a reviving of the spirit, and there's going to be a reviving of revival itself. It cannot be stopped, and I don't want to miss it. He that hath an ear, let him hear the rustling in the mulberry bush. Study, know, build monuments in your mind, scriptures that block out hell's influence. Build scriptures in your hands, your attitude. Build scriptures in your thinking. Don't let thoughts get a hold of you that cause you to want to hate somebody, want to get back at somebody, want to hurt somebody, want to get away from somebody. He came to me because love overcomes every deficit. I said love overcomes every deficit. He didn't have to run from me. He knew that love would outweigh sin. Provocation. So he said, love your neighbor. Love those that hate you. Love those that despitefully use you. And I'm seeing too many people go to religious settings and they can't even hardly get out of the crowd without reminding themselves how they don't like somebody in the crowd. You don't have to like the sin or love the sin. But don't you ever forget it. He came down and he became sin who knew no sin. And he crawled to you. My wonderful granddaughter, let me tell you, don't you ever let anything get in your mind and heart that will separate you from the love of God. Hakanda, let's praise him right now. There is a Shekinah glory in this house right now. I'm here to tell you, he didn't come to crucify his brothers and sisters. He came to resurrect them. Oh, let's cry out for our neighbors. Let's cry out for our family. Let's cry out for the backsliders. Let's cry out on this monumental Sunday when we celebrate memorials. Study puts knowledge. Knowing is growing, and growing affords you going. And I want to go. I want to go this way right now until he calls. But then when he calls, I want to go up. But he tells you, you need a good spiritual power, because many are the afflictions of the righteous. The mountains are always going to be there. You're always, he said it clearly, trouble is with you always. And I am seeing far too many so-called Christians. They let the least thing trouble them for days. Days. Can't have victory because they got this troubled thought about how so-and-so's doing and so-and-so's not doing and why so-and-so should have done and why so-and-so should have not done. And they surrender their peace so quickly and their joy so private. And then somebody walks around and says, what's wrong with you?
Oh, it'd take a day.
He said, now is always the acceptable time. Now come unto me. Come now and repent. Come now and lay your burdens down. Come now. I'm a now God. I'm not a God that's far away. I'm a God that's close at hand. I'm in your next breath. I'm in your next world. I am in the next situation you're going through. I am a God of freedom. I am a God of power. I'm not talking about a religious system. I'm talking about a system that created the heaven and the earth, and he's about to resurrect those who look toward him. You don't want to be caught looking at your neighbor and all the offenses they've done to you. You don't want to be caught looking at all of that when he whistles and says, come up higher. You want to make sure you're not caught up in these mountains. You want to create memories that your kids, you can show them how you made it through all the hell in this world. You can tell them of some victories. Testimonies are one of the greatest things in the world, but you can't have a good testimony without a good enemy. Can't be a good champion if all you fight's a little mosquito. You got to have something to come your way that'll make you, I won! I whipped it! I put it under my feet! That's what he did when he resurrected. He ascended on high and led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. And that's what he's doing this Sunday. He's giving you another gift, a gift of wisdom, a gift of knowledge, a gift of power. He is coming right now to bless your whole week. Get all trialed up about all the curves in life and all the curves people have thrown you and all the things that have happened. You can get all messed up. Get all your brain wrapped up in flesh and all the flesh around. I'm here to tell you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, is an absolute fountain of living water. Thinking about memorials that we are creating today. Memorial Sunday has a lot of nice things associated with it. You know, I looked over the crowd a little bit a few minutes ago. I remember where some of you used to be. Don't you let the pride of life get you. And because you might have passed up four or five people in the church and you're doing a little better than they are, and you look down at them because they're not as good as you are, you got a problem. The enemy's knocking on your door trying to trap you and put you into the level of pride. Pride of life is a bad, bad, bad thing. When you find yourself talking and thinking against your brother and sister, you better eradicate that spirit immediately and walk on it, tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, because I'm telling you, that stuff will get into your thinking and it will get into your spirit, and the first thing you know, you'll be thinking just as much bad about the life as you are good. That's why lukewarm is a destruction. I am here to set a flaming fire so that you can create a new memorial, and that new memorial ought to be, I put it on the altar, and even Abraham put his son on the altar because he honored God, but he didn't lose him. I'm telling you, you're not going to lose what you put on the altar if it has any advantage. I said, what you put on the altar, if it has any advantage, it's not going to die. I'm preaching to somebody today. I am teaching somebody right now that you can overcome all that weakness you've been going through, and you can overcome all those weird thoughts that are dragging you backward instead of forward. And your pastor is coming today with you with an oceanic message that the Redeemer ever liveth, and he's here to conquer through your hands, through your feet. And you conquer by forgiving before you're ever asked. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, Paul is saying, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds. See, we can read that stuff so fast we don't let the meaning of it get home. But you take heed what you're sowing into your prayer life. Now, God, you know, oh, so-and-so, he shouldn't have done that. And I've been ticked off at him, and I've been worried about him. And you can just actually forget the rest of the word, casting all your cares on him. If you're being provoked by somebody, just take them to Jesus. If you're being provoked by something, just put it on the altar. Here it is. Now, God, that stuff's so contaminated and it's got me frustrated, so I'm just going to go ahead and enjoy the friend and the family and the city and the banker. You can actually want to change banks just because you couldn't get the right loan. And they've been your friend for years. But when they see a negative setting going on, they're not going to invest in somebody that's going downhill. God wants to restore the joy. God wants to have a river of life in his body. And that is one of the greatest things. So another buildeth their own, but let every man take heed how he buildeth. You don't want to build something that's got inferior products in the middle of it. I'm living in a generation that how the building looks is greater than how the building was built. It's amazing what inferior products are going into things nowadays, and particularly the religious system. This day ought to be a day when you create a memorial. On Memorial Day, I will not look to the right. I will not look to the left. I will not let feelings
create my problem. I will cast every care on you. I will rely on you, and I will love my neighbor as myself, and I will love the Lord thy God, my God, with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you get that stuff wrapped up, I'm going to tell you there will be a catapulting of the powers and the glories of God, and you will feast on the fruit of the Spirit, and you won't have to be worried about the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. All of a sudden, you'll be able to say, how's things going today? Well, I tell you, it may not look good, but I'm having a good day because Jesus, the ever-living Father, is alive inside of me, and great rivers of thought. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. I'm seeing people protect their wealth and the things they have more than they protect their mind and their heart. This stuff's going to be gone. Enjoy it. I enjoy a motor scooter. I enjoy that. But there is no joy that comes out of that like the joy that comes from an altar. When I put all of my cares and all of my worries and all of my fears, yes, I have them. I'm not in heaven yet. Yes, I have a lot of feelings. Yes, people hurt my feelings. Yes, I notice when people look at me and turn their head the other way real quick. Sure, I feel that. But I used to do that. I used to be the one that did that. But thank God, He called me and said, come unto me. Follow me. Don't follow them anymore. I don't care how many churches they go to and how many services they go to. If they don't follow the bloodline, if they don't follow the word, if they don't follow the Spirit, don't you ever follow them. You'll lead your family into a negative. It don't happen quick. I pastored for years. I've watched them silently fade out. Fade out. Man, they got the Holy Ghost. And they couldn't dance high enough. And finally, they kept looking around so long, and they saw so many other people seemingly getting by, thank you, that it wasn't long until they could fold their hands. And what are we going to do this afternoon? Hold on. I think he's looking at us. Hello? I am. I look all the time at y'all. You say, Pastor, you're looking right at me when you said that. Well, who did you think I came to preach to? I don't preach to absentees. I came full throttle today. You deserve a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. I'm just the letter carrier. I'm just sending you a message from Him. You say you were lonely last night. You say you felt all alone. Start praising Jesus. And I can tell you, I promise you that angels will show up. Now, they don't show up physically. That'd scare the liver out of me. A bunch of angels come down here in my room. But all of a sudden, you will sense a comforter. An angel. When you're worried about things and friends and stuff. I used to be, how old are you, 18? 17? Yeah, I went through that. Thank God. I could have some of the most nightmarish dreams. I thank God now when I have a nightmare dream. I know who to put it over on.
Jesus, and I don't have to pray but a few minutes. Sometimes it does take a few minutes. But I don't try to wake up my wife. I just get to praying in my heart, my spirit. God, if I've done anything wrong, I clean out my heart, because anything you got in your heart is a magnet to horror out yonder. If you've got this world in your heart and mind, it is a magnetic energy that pulls in worse thoughts. I promise you. But if you let pure heart, you'll notice it immediately. A pure heart. You'll notice it when there's a contaminant getting in there. You'll notice your voice changing and your spirit toward people changing, and you want them to suffer. You want them to hurt. You wish you could get rid of them, and all of that kind of stuff. But Jesus came to you. He didn't want to get rid of you. I said, Jesus came to you at your darkest moment, your weakest, and the least we can do is as his children and his namesake and his heirs is to forgive others before they ask. I don't care if it's your wife, your husband, your kids, or your mother, or your daddy. Forgive them. Put them in the hands of God. You'll be free. You don't have to live in that prison. You don't have to live wondering if you're going to survive those crooked mountains and all the roads that are going along with it. No, 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 no. You don't have to worry about all of that stuff. I'm here to tell you, it's a worry-free world when you go ahead and crucify your flesh and the lust thereof, and you put your hands and heart and mind in the hands of God and say, God, everything I am, it's yours. Whether I live or whether I die, Paul said, I am the Lord's. I have, whatever, you throw me in a dungeon. You throw me. You make fun of me. You beat me with whips. You make literal fun of me. I'm not going to give up. I found an oasis. I found a fountain of youth. I found the glory of the heavens. I found the God Almighty. If you're living in frustration, I encourage you, find you an altar before the sun sets. He could come this afternoon. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. If you can't take the heat, you're probably not going to get out of the grave. Every man's work shall be revealed by fire. You're going to be tried. See if you're a good wife. Oh, it'll happen. He won't always bring the right amount of money home. And he won't always spend it on the right stuff. But let me tell you something, sir. Neither will she. It's a pretty good balance system that works. But the greatest thing is, talk about it. Forgive one another. Love one another. Married, not married, a friend. Yes, everybody doesn't mean to hurt you that hurt you. I can assure you, I have never that I know of intentionally hurt my wife. But I know that I have hurt her because I have felt bad about it. And so it's not like that we're perfect. Even though he says, be ye perfect, that's a goal set. But that, as long as you're in the flesh, this stuff is going to work on you. So today, I'm trying to help you to build a power source in your life that in this freedom hour, that know ye not that you are the temple of God. What is God to you? If he's all in all, and he is the only one true God, you don't have to worry about your backslid kids. You don't have to worry about your backslid mother. You don't have to worry about your backslid brother. You don't have to worry about anybody. Turn them over to God. He's the one that called you out of the world. Pray for them. Intercede for them. But don't let your spirit get contaminated. because that somebody is not doing what you want. Build a memorial. And that's what this Sunday is all about. Memorial Day. Build a memorial. I am in Christ Jesus, a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. I am in Christ Jesus, hid from all the predators and the enemies that would destroy me. They cannot get past the blood. You think a hot fence is tough on a cow or a horse? Brother, let me tell you something. Hell can't get past the blood. That's why you call on the name of Jesus. And the singers are coming right now. And the musicians are coming. But that's why you call on the name of the Lord. Because in the name of Jesus is the bloodline. In the name of Jesus is the resurrection. In the name of Jesus is a winning spirit. In the name of Jesus is a glorified body. In the name of Jesus, let everything that hath breath praise the name of the Lord. Could we stand and praise Him together right now? And those of you that would like to assemble in the altar area for 4 or 5 minutes and just praise Him, or if you need the Holy Ghost, there's people here today that are going to pray with you. If you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, the water's warm. We got gowns for you. Let me tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. You may not have another month. If it's where you can, pray one for another. Hallelujah. Wives, pray for your husbands. You husbands, pray for your wives. Pray you for your children. Pray for your parents. Hallelujah. Casting all of your cares on Him. He can handle it.